It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. See, I came back. I said I'd come back tomorrow, and here I am. This is what I brought. You know what this is? It's a great big piece of material. Let me show you. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. You know what else it is? It is a cape. You know what a cape is? It's like a coat without sleeves. You just wrap it around you. Do you know whose cape this is? Well, she wore it when we were talking about the witch in The Wizard of Oz. I borrowed this cape from Margaret Hamilton so I could try it on myself and say, you do that? Sometimes it helps to wear a costume if you want to pretend something. It's even best if you can just borrow some big people's clothes. Helps you to feel grown up if you put your feet in your dad's shoes or put your mom's belt around your waist. I'm going to take this out to the garage where I have some other costumes. Joe Negri and one of his neighbors are coming by in a little while. I told them that I would make a videotape of them doing something. So come on out with me to the garage. We'll feed the fish a little later. Taller than I am. Just hang it over like that. Mr. Negri's young neighbor's name is Mary Gardner, and she's studying acting. You know what acting is? It's a kind of pretending. Yes, actors and actresses pretend that they're somebody else, and they act as well as they can, just the way that other person would act. Let me see if I can act something for you. Here. Now you see who I'm acting, who I'm pretending to be. Just get off my bicycle to make this delivery now. Just make this delivery right away here. Speedy delivery. Did you know that that was Mr. McFeely? Well, I told them that we would make a videotape of Mary Gardner's acting. And this is the camera that we'll use. See this little videotape camera? It's like one that we saw at Negri's music shop one day. This is the lens right here. And right up here is the microphone. Swing it around, see if maybe you can see a picture in here. See in there? That little picture there. And what I'll do is to bring this down so that I can look in and see the picture very carefully. Yeah. And if I want it to be higher, put it like that. If I want it to be lower, make it go way down like that. I think I better bring it up a little bit, though. should be good right in there. Oh, maybe that's Joe now. Let's see. Hello? Hi, Joe. Yes, I was just getting some things ready for Mary's visit. Oh. Well, fine. Sure, come over when you can. Very good. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing what she's doing. All right, bye-bye. That was Mr. Negri. He said that Mary's going to be a little late, but he'll come over himself. Yeah. You can use all sorts of things for pretend. It's fun sometimes just to use hats. There's a pilot's hat. There's a king or queen's hat. Crown. Yes, king or queen's crown. Just think some more about pretending. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending, you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending, you can try out many things. By pretending, your own makeup play can be different every day. But it's your work, it's important to pretend. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a baby today by pretending. Pretending. Pretending is such important work. It is. Right? Let's see who that is. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Fred.
Come in.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Oh, Mary told me to tell you she's sorry that it's taking such a long time, but she has another thing to get ready for school, and then she'll be over.
Good. Well, I have the equipment set up here.
Oh, fine.
So that we can,
can I put this down here?
Please do.
Okay. That's good. You know, Don Brockett is helping her with one of her acting courses over at school.
Well, we can give her the tape, and then she can show it to him.
Right. He's such a good director, yeah.
Well, he's good at lots of things.
I know. You know, I remember ever since Mary was a little girl, she always loved to act. I mean, to be an actress. Mm.
Did she ever want you to pretend with her or to help her pretend?
Oh, yeah, she always liked pretending. She used to like to put on different things, different dresses, hats, and just pretend that she was all sorts of things.
Yes. Well, you're a good actor yourself, you know.
Do you remember when we used to talk about the neighborhood of make-believe?
Oh, sure, you and I and many others would make up things together about the neighborhood of make-believe. In fact, I have some of those things on tape right over there. Would you like to see them?
You do? Oh, I'd love to.
Come along.
Would that be possible?
Sure. Let me see. I think that one of the ones is in 1002. Yes, 1002.
Uh-huh.
I'll get it out and show it to you.
Oh, you have a home. Oh, covered full of them.
Lots of them. These are visits that we can just show over and over right
they're
on the
all,
television.
They're all numbered, right?
Sure. Now, this is the visit when you were asking me for some sort of a frame for King Friday's painting.
For his
Remember that?
Picture, yes.
Yeah. Let's take a look at it here. Just see how we look.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Great, thank
you. I hope I didn't disturb you.
Oh, I just saw you in make-believe.
I was wondering if you...
That's the king's portrait.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I like it.
And I was wondering if you had a square frame that might fit the portrait.
Well, you know I've been making little frames. I've got two here.
Oh, you have two?
Yeah, here's this small one.
Small one, let's see. I'm afraid that's going to be too small. Yes, it cuts off part of the crown, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe this one will work. I just made this one today.
This one looks like it's going to work.
Four pieces of wood and four nails, handyman.
Oh, fine. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that's
Is
just going to be... Oh, that's perfect.
Good.
Thank You're you. Welcome to it if you like it.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rogers. I could certainly use it right now.
Glad to give a frame to the king.
I've got to be running along because I'm trying to find a curator for the museum.
Oh, yes, that's a big job.
Yes, it certainly is, and we have to find one very soon.
Well, good luck to
so
you.
So I'll be leaving you. Bye, Mr. Rogers. We'll
Goodbye,
see you soon.
Handyman.
Goodbye.
Have a good...
Picture frame for King Friday's picture. It's fun watching those.
Wouldn't you know that he'd need the bigger frame?
Oh, of course, for King Friday.
There's some, I think there's one in 1030.
Oh, you have another one?
Yeah. Want to take a look at it?
Sure. It's fun seeing these things over and over again.
I like to have things in the place where I live and work that are pleasurable for children and for adults. Take a look at this one. See if you remember this time. Handyman Negri. Handyman Negri, can't you come in?
Hello, Mr. Rogers. I wish I could, but I'm on my way over to the neighborhood of make-believe. I just wanted you to have one of these. I thought you'd enjoy it.
I have a feeling that my friends could read this for you.
Do you think they could?
Could you read that word for Handyman Negri?
That really is exciting, knowing what words mean. I'm putting them up all over the castle in every room to welcome home the king and queen.
Great. This is welcome. I remember when I learned to read. Oh, it was so exciting to be able to see these words and know what they meant.
It really is something. Yeah. I must be off.
Thank you for this, Handyman
Negri. I'll see you later.
See you in make-believe. Bye-bye.
Oh, Fred, it sure is fun to see those things again.
Isn't it? I like to look at them over and over again.
That's right. You know, Fred, when Mary was a little girl, she used to like me to read stories to her over and over again. Whenever we'd be together, she used to learn them by heart.
I bet that helped with her becoming an actress.
Yeah, it might have.
Yeah. I think I'll put this tape and get ready for the taping that we'll do for her.
Fine, sure.
Speaking about doing things over and over again, I like to hear you play different songs over and over again.
Well, I like to play them over and again. It really is. Yeah.
Ooh, maybe that's she now.
That's Mary now. Yeah, it's her. Come on in, Mary.
How
are you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, it's good to see you. Fred Rogers, I'd like you to meet Mary Gardner.
How do you do?
Glad to know you, Mary.
Glad to know you, too.
And I'd like you to know my television friend.
You know, Mary, I was just telling Mr. Rogers, when you were little, how you like to pretend, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And now here you are studying to be an actress.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to act out something that has to do with this costume?
Well, this is a costume for one of the people I'm going to pretend to be, but I'm going to pretend to be a lot of different people.
Oh,
good. Mm-hmm.
And see, I brought some props along to help me change my character.
Oh, I see.
And I thought maybe I could use some of your things, too.
You're welcome to use anything for your acting, Mary.
That's my little wig.
That curly wig.
Okay, I'll just set these things in
now
here.
Now, we have everything all set up here.
Well,
we're going to make a tape, you know, for your director.
Oh, Mr. Brockett.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Like
Mary, I have my guitar along, so I thought maybe, you know, you wouldn't mind if I gave you a little background.
That'd be fine.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, it would help.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do some nursery rhymes for you.
Oh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And first I'll act them out, but I won't say any words. Then you try to guess what it is. Then the second time I'll do it, I'll say it, but I'll leave out a word, and you try to guess it. Okay?
All right. Very good.
Okay.
All right.
If you just look right into here whenever you're doing it, why, that'll help me with the program.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Galosh? Galoshes?
A boot.
Boot? Person with a baby?
Yeah.
Two babies? Oh, many babies.
Many babies.
Feeding the babies. Kissing them?
Taking care of the babies.
Uh-huh. Putting them to sleep.
Okay. Now, I'll say it. There was an old woman who lived in a...
Galosh. In the
shoe.
And she had so many children, she didn't know what to do. So she fed them some broth, and she fed them some bread, and she kissed them all soundly and put them to bed.
Very
nice. Very nice.
Okay, now I'll need a coat. I see one.
Joe, when you don't have a shoe, you use a glove.
You use a glove. I love the way she did that.
I'll just put some of your music right on this tape.
Okay.
I'll just put this on. And your hat. Oh, and I can use this. No. And I'll get in the boat.
In the boat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Okay.
You're going to milk a cow?
You're a strong person? In the boat?
You're three strong people. In a tub? Three people.
Rub-a-dub-dub. Three men in a
tub.
And who do you think they'd be? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and all of them gone out to sea.
Oh, that's why you needed the boat.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Now, take this off. Now the character I'm going to pretend to be is going to wear this.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Okay. But I have to put on my wig first. How's that?
Oh, you look very nice.
Okay.
It's very becoming.
Now I have a hat, too. Put this on.
She's thinking about when she was so little, and now here she is doing all this acting.
Okay.
You probably helped her learn these nursery rhymes, didn't you?
Yeah. He did. Okay.
Patting something.
Are you a shepherd?
A shepherd? Oh, many, many, many sheep. You're sad about something?
You lost some. You're crying.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep. Doesn't know where to find them. But leave them alone, and they'll come home, wagging their
Tails
behind them.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, Mary, you are so fancy when you do those.
Well,
things.
I like to dress up fancy, and I know a song about that.
I do too.
You do too.
I'll just put this on the tape.
Some are fancy on the outside, some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine.
I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outsides, yes, sir.
Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine.
Very good. Oh, we have a nice tape there.
Oh,
Joe, you must be proud of Mary.
Oh, I sure am.
Oh, he taught me a lot.
It's so hard to believe that she's so grown up and on her way to becoming an actress. And you're good at it, too.
Thank you.
Mary, here's the tape for Chef Brockett.
Okay, so I'll tell him you said hello.
Please do.
I will.
He can see what you've done here today. Okay. You know, there are a lot of children who pretend, who don't grow up to be actors and actresses.
Well, I was lucky because I came from a family where it was all right to pretend. I probably would have pretended anyway, but it was nice to have a family and friends like the Negris who understood how important pretend was to me.
Well, it really is important to be able to pretend.
Do you have everything, Mary?
I have everything.
You have the tea.
Good, I'm glad you'd come.
Oh, it was our pleasure.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Oh. Have a nice day, Mr. Rogers.
Best to you, Bo Peep.
Bye.
Bye, Joe.
So long, Brit.
Important kind of pretending, acting like that. We have our kind of pretend, don't we, with the neighborhood of make-believe. Why don't we go into the house and get the trolley to come there, all right? Come along. Thank you. people like to hear nursery rhymes over and over again. There you are, fish. Let's have our own make-believe. Let's pretend that this trolley is taking us to the neighborhood of make-believe, where people are trying all sorts of different things to get the red and the blue paint off that crystal ball. Ready for the neighborhood of make-believe? Ready, trolley? All right.
Hi, trolley.
Now, let's get down to business here.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you a question about this paint. How many ways have you tried to remove it?
Well, if we count the feather dusting...
Count everything, please.
Yes, sir. Counting the feather dusting, magnifying rays of the sun, Edgar Cook singing to it all night long.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have tried 327 ways.
327.
Yes,
you see what you've done, Lady Lane?
I saw what I did yesterday, Friday.
All the trouble you caused us?
Well, I was trying to discover a shortcut to the future.
And all you did was to make it long and uncertain.
I'm sorry.
Suppose you think of something else to do.
I have an idea.
Oh, what is it, Niece Eberlin?
Well, I've been thinking about it ever since yesterday, but I didn't know whether I should say it.
Blurt it out, sweets. We can use anything.
Oh, yes. What is it?
Well, I think we ought to call Princess Margaret Witch and ask her what to do.
But we'll have to tell her what we've done.
What you've done, Fairchild?
That's what I mean.
Well, we can just say that there's paint on the ball, and we wondered what the best way was of getting it off.
I think it's an excellent idea. Now, one of you fetch the phone for me.
Oh, yes, sir.
Please, Friday, please don't tell her that I did it.
But you did do it.
I know, but...
Sometimes people get embarrassed, Uncle Friday.
And well, they should, Lady Everett.
Your phone, sir.
Oh, good. Now, please ask Polificate to get Princess Maggie on the phone.
Miss Polificate? Oh, you've done it already? Oh, good. Oh, is that you, Princess Margaret? Yes, Handyman Negri here. King Friday the 13th would like to speak with you.
Quick service there, yes, good. Hello, Maggie. Can you hear me? Good. We've got an embarrassing problem here.
Don't tell her I did it.
One of my subjects got some paint on the crystal ball you left for us, and the thing doesn't work well, and we don't know how to get the paint off.
I hope she'll know what to do.
What did you say? Yes, we've tried that. Knocking on it three times? Have we tried knocking on it three times?
Have we tried knocking on it three times?
I'm sure we haven't, sire.
Oh, well, try it then. Try it. Try knocking on it three times. Anything? Nothing happened, Maggie. What? Oh, I see. All right, then. Goodbye.
Oh, what did she say?
She said if three knocks didn't work, it's going to take more than we can give it.
Oh, that is bad.
Does that mean we'll never be able to use it again?
It means that Princess Margaret H. Witch is coming tomorrow to see what she can do to help.
Wonderful!
So tomorrow we can pretend that Margaret H. Witch will come to the neighborhood of make-believe. Do you think that we should pretend that she's finally able to get that paint off the crystal ball tomorrow? Well, Lady Elaine Fairchild was embarrassed about it all, wasn't she? Do you ever feel embarrassed? Do you know what that word means? Sometimes when children feel embarrassed, they wish people wouldn't look at them. Sometimes they even put their hands over their face so people can't see their face. Sometimes they even hide so people can't see them. Lady Elaine didn't know that she was going to spoil the crystal ball with that paint. She thought she was being helpful. She was embarrassed because she was trying to help. But she didn't know how other people would think about her way of helping. She didn't ask anybody. Did you ever try to help with something and have a bigger person tell you to get out of the way? Sometimes when we try to help, people don't know we're trying, and they think we're just messing things up. That was Lady Elaine's problem. Well, we can just think about that some more tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. That's right, and lots of people like you. I'll be back tomorrow.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.